The $2.3 billion investment is aimed at countering emerging threats to national security. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said this week that key infrastructure like air traffic control systems and power networks could be targeted by what he called hostile foreign actors.
It is our duty to demonstrate that they cannot act with impunity. So we will not only defend ourselves in cyberspace, we will strike back in kind when we are attacked.
Hammond did not mention Russia by name, but writing in the Guardian newspaper the same day, the head of Britain's domestic intelligence service, known as MI5, accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive cyber attacks, espionage, propaganda and subversion.
I think that in MI5, for a long time, they were very consumed with counter-terrorism. This has been the absolute number one priority, and it's taking them a bit of time to get tooled up again for dealing with the threat from Russia.
Those tools can defend, but also act as a deterrent, argues John Lough of Policy Institute's Chatham House.
The challenge for the Western countries is to show, if you like, a degree of resolve for dealing with Russia, showing the instruments they have available, showing how, in fact, those can be sharpened if needed, if things were to get worse, for example, in Ukraine or elsewhere on the periphery.
Critics like Edward Lucas of The Economist say Britain and the West lack a cohesive policy to counter the Russian threat.
We need a joined-up response to Putin's joined-up threat, which links money, propaganda, espionage, the use of energy, all the subversion, military saber-rattling, all these things. But certainly one of the weakest links is the bankers and lawyers' accountants in the West who help the Russian elite dispose of their money in our big financial centres. They should be facing prosecution and extradition to the United States and the prospect of long prison sentences there.
Much of that Russian money passes through banks in London. Lucas, a veteran Moscow correspondent, argues this trade must be tackled simultaneously as Britain fends off cyber attacks.